Prabhuji, and he's going to talk on the value of devotion. Please, Jor se swagat kijiye.
Janadapi sunichena, Tarariva sahishnuna, Amanina manadena, Kirtaniya sadahari. Hare Nama, Hare Namai Vakibalam, Kalo Nastyeva, 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 Gatir Anyata. Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Sri Advaita Gadadhar, Sri Vasari Gaur Bhaktavrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. There is a kind of avatar. Lord Chaitanya pointed out 6 different kinds of avatars. The word avatar means a personality from the spiritual world, from the transcendental world, who comes down to this material world. That is an avatar. There are 6 different kinds. One of them is called Shaktiavesh. Shaktiavesh means a living entity like me and you, but is immensely empowered by Krishna to do very, very important service. One such Shaktiavesh avatar is the great sage Narada Muni. Narada Muni is empowered with the bhakti shakti. His empowerment by Krishna is that he can teach the science of devotional service and can also infuse it and instill it in others. Narada has many great disciples. Prahlad, Bhakta Prahlad, Dhruva, Chitraketu. All 3 of these achieved perfection. In other words, all 3 of these entered the spiritual sky because of Narada's preaching. Also the Prachetas. And also Narada even was able to convert a hunter into becoming a great saintly person. His name was Mrigari. His name used to be the enemy of the animals. He was so bad that he would not just kill animals, he would half kill them. Half killing means making the animal suffer more. Half killing means the animal is not dead and is struggling for life, and by that struggle it dies. When Narada saw on the forest path so many half-killed animals, he became very, very compassionate. And he told Mrigari that better you kill the animals outright, because what you're doing is you're making them have more suffering. Then Narada showed Mrigari what was going to happen to him after death. And what would happen? All the animals that he killed were going to kill him, one after the other. That's what you call a nightmare. A nightmare that goes on for millions of years. So when Mrigari saw what was going to happen to him, he wanted to find some way to become relieved from his future suffering in hell. So Narada told Magari, yes, I can save you. First, break your bow. Magari, how am I going to live? If I break my bow, how am I going to live? Narada said, don't worry. I'll take care of you. First, you break your bow. What Narada told Magari is very significant. You cannot expect spiritual emancipation unless you are willing to surrender. There is no talk of spiritual advancement unless one is prepared to surrender. Breaking the bow meant that Magari would have to change his whole lifestyle. So Narada taught him how to perform devotional service, chiefly by the process of chanting. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Magari took Narada's instructions very seriously. After some time, Narada returned with his friend Parvat Muni. He wanted to check up on his new disciple, the enemy of the animals. When the hunter, who was now a Vaishnava, sees Narada coming, he raises his arms and is dancing, and he has a wrapper, a shawl. And before he offers dandavats, he first looks on the ground to see if there are any ants and brushes them aside. Then he pays dandavats. Parvat Muni was shocked and said to Narada, you must be a touchstone because you have turned this hunter into a gentle devotee. So Narada asked his disciple, so, how you are doing? Are you starving? And Magari said, Guruji, you send too much food. Narada said, how is that? He said, since I became a devotee, all the people in the village who used to be afraid of me, they come every day bringing food. Narada, you're sending too much. I'm getting fat. So Narada was very pleased. So this is Narada Muni, Bhakti Shakti. By his presence, by his words, by his influence, he can even convert a hunter. So Narada has written one very nice book, Narada Bhakti Sutras. Sutra means codes. My spiritual master explains sutra like this. Maximum knowledge, minimum words. Unlike politician, maximum words, no knowledge. So these Narada Bhakti Sutras are actually is very, very concise, simple. I would just like to read you one part. If I have your permission and you want to hear one part, everybody chant the Maha Mantra. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. So this is part number one. The value of devotion. The value. When you buy a car, computer, you want to see what is the value of this thing that I'm buying. So there's a value to bhakti. Narada says, now therefore I will try to explain the process of bhakti. Bhakti manifests as the most elevated pure love for God. This pure love for God is eternal. Upon achieving that stage of transcendental bhakti in pure love of God, a person becomes immortal and peaceful. So many people over the years have come up to me, "Prabhuji, can you give me peace?" And they think I have a magic wand in my pocket. Yes, I can give you. It'll only cost $35. No. Here's how to become peaceful. You have to achieve this stage of love of God. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, this love of God is already there in your heart. You don't have to go outside and get it. It's already there. Simply, it has to be awoken. It's right now lying dormant. It's already there. And it's there within everyone. It's part and parcel of the soul. Simply, we have forgotten. Simply, we have neglected. But if we begin this process, as Prabhupada says, scientific process of bhakti, gradually, naturally, that love of God manifests. Little by little by little. What you're doing tonight is the first step. This hearing, shravanam, is the first step to surrender. You have all heard a billion times the most important verse of Bhagavad Gita. Tell me what it is. Only three people know? Everyone should know that verse. Like they know their cell phone number. That is the most important verse of Bhagavad Gita. So, that surrender, this is the first step of surrendering. You have come and you have agreed to hear the name of Krishna and the science of Krishna, the message of Krishna. So this is very, very significant. Whenever there is an opportunity to hear and chant about Krishna, you should know, oh yes, I am taking another step to surrender. And that surrender means another opportunity for that dormant love of God to develop. Let us continue to hear more of Narada. Please chant the Maha Mantra. A person engaged in pure bhakti neither desires anything for sense gratification, nor laments for any loss, nor hates anything, nor enjoys anything on his or her personal account, nor does one become very enthusiastic in material activity. One who understands perfectly the process of bhakti in love of Godhead becomes intoxicated in its discharge. Anyone who has read the life of Lord Chaitanya will understand this phrase, intoxicated. Today, Saturday, last night, Friday, all weekend, the demons, they are getting intoxicated. But they're getting intoxicated on things that are actually toxic. Toxic means poison. So they get intoxicated on liquor, drugs, sinful activities. I know from a previous life, 45, 50 years ago. Can't believe I'm 62. what happened. So, that kind of intoxication destroys the mind and body, and after that you go to hell. Yes. You go to Las Vegas, and you're playing. You're playing with fire. Recently, somebody told me, Prabhuji, I go to Las Vegas. I said, well, I have one song that I sometimes sing. Don't play with Maya, because you're playing with fire. Yes. But this kind of intoxication, spiritual intoxication, does the body very good. Does the mind very good. Now, this material intoxication is like this. While you're intoxicated, oh, very good. But after a while, what happens? Crash. You come down. Monday morning, there are going to be some, not you, because you don't do intoxication, right? I don't think you do. Nobody does. Except once in a while. So, those who do material intoxication on Monday morning, how do they come to work? Oh, I have a headache. Yes. They enjoyed intoxication, but it reaches a peak, then you come crashing down. So you suffer now, and you'll suffer in the next life. Spiritual intoxication, you don't come down. When Prabhupada explained this point to the new devotees, who were at that time hippies, when Prabhupada explained to them spiritual intoxication, the devotees, the new American, or as you might say, white, dancing white elephants, when they learned this concept, they said, Prabhupada, it means we can stay high forever? Prabhupada said, yes. So they came up with this slogan, stay high forever. Because you don't come down. And again, you study the life of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. So the more you nicely engage in the process of bhakti, you naturally, little by little, become very, very happy. Narada continues. Sometimes one becomes stunned in ecstasy and thus enjoys his or her whole self being engaged in the service of the Supreme Self. The Supreme Self, who's that? Who is the Supreme Self? Krishna. Krishna Paramatma. How many of you have read Bhagavad Gita more than once? You will see at least 5 places Krishna says, I'm in the heart. Not anybody else. You're in the heart. Krishna's in the heart. Sorry, no room for anybody else. Only Krishna and you. So, Atma is self, the Supreme Self, Krishna. There is no question of lust in the execution of pure bhakti, because in it, all material activities are renounced. Notice, this is now twice Narada has mentioned, material activities. Because by definition, bhakti means spiritual activities. This is a very important point. We learn this in chapters 3, 4, and 5 of Bhagavad Gita. There are material activities, but there are also spiritual activities. Spiritual activities is bhakti. Are you listening? Are you hearing? That's an activity. You're not sleeping. You're not doing yoga and snoring. No, you're paying attention. I am speaking. I am doing some activity. That's why by the time I get home tonight, I'm going to be exhausted. Because I'm using a lot of activity, giving you my full enthusiasm. Those of you who make garlands, is that an activity? On Sunday morning, there's a whole group of ladies, they're making garlands. That's an activity. They don't look at the altar. Somebody had to do activity. Those, no offense, but they didn't just happen. Somebody is doing activity. That's bhakti. Bhakti means activity, but spiritual activity. Renunciation in bhakti means to give up all kinds of social customs and religious rituals governed by Vedic injunction. Renunciation also means being exclusively dedicated to the Lord. That's why Krishna says, Ma may come. Ma may come, Sharanam. I've given the example hundreds of times. When a woman agrees to marry the man, she's not expecting that I'm only going to be one of 50. No, she also wants Ma may come. Am I right? Unless we're in a different religion, which I don't want to mention. But in America, you're only allowed one wife. Unless you're a Mormon. But normally, you're allowed one wife. Ma may come. So Krishna says that you should surrender to me exclusively. Mam ekam. Renunciation means being indifferent to what stands in the way of his service. Exclusive dedication to the Lord means giving up all shelters other than him. See, Narada is explaining this verse of Bhagavad Gita. When Krishna says, Sarva dharman parityaja, Narada is saying the same thing. Give up all other shelters except the Lord. You know better than me the famous incident of Draupadi. There was Dushasan and others trying to disrobe her. You know this incident from Mahabharata. At first, she was trying to hold on and protect herself. And at the same time, calling out to Krishna. But then, she realized, what am I going to do? Look at these two guys. She threw both arms up, stopped trying to protect herself, and said, Govinda, you protect me or not, it's up to you. What happened then? Sari avatar. Krishna became unlimited cloth. And Prabhupada explains, the room was full heaps of cloth. They never saw. Full surrender. At that point, she had complete shelter in Krishna, not herself. One must continue to follow scriptural injunctions even after one is fixed up in determined certainty that bhakti is the only means for reaching the perfection of life. In other words, this the significance here, what Narada is saying, It's not that because I've taken the path of bhakti, now I can do whatever I like. Break the law. No, 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 no. The person who follows the path of bhakti has to be even a better example of a good citizen. Not that, oh, I am following bhakti, I don't have to do anything else, I can do whatever I want. No. One must continue to follow scriptural injunctions, even after one is fixed up in determined certainty, that bhakti is the only means for reaching the perfection of life. The perfection of life was stated at the very beginning, love of God. This point is established in the very beginning of Srimad Bhagavatam. What is the goal of religion? The goal of religion is not to become materially affluent. The goal of religion is not even liberation. The goal of religion is love of God, which was what Lord Chaitanya preached. Prema Pumarto Mahan. Love of God is more valuable than religion, economic development, sense gratification, even liberation. It is beyond these things. There is nothing more valuable than love of God. I've given the example. Look at Srimati Radharani. Look at her. If you say to Srimati Radharani, give up Krishna, you can be President of the United States. What do you think she will say? No way. All right, Srimati Radharani, you give up Krishna, we'll make you the deity for the whole universe. What will she say? Can you offer anything to Radharani where she will give up Krishna? Because when she has Krishna, she has everything. If anybody knows the value of bhakti, it's Srimati Radharani. That's why we say, Jai Radhe, Radhe Radhe. Otherwise, there is every possibility of falling down. For as long as the body lasts, one should engage minimally in social and political activities and in such matters as eating. So this was the first section of Narada's Bhakti Sutras. The value of bhakti. So, my final message to all of you is that if you have not begun the process of bhakti seriously, today is a good day. If you are already in the process of bhakti, my favorite line, stay the course. I think she agrees. Someone might ask, Prabhuji, how can I improve? How can I increase? How can I go forward? Very simple. Prabhupada used to say, you just need to do two things. Be sincere and serious. Now the question is, how to be sincere and serious? The answer to that question, you have to read about bhakti. And engage in bhakti activities. Earlier this evening, when there was only three or four people in the temple room at 6 o'clock, Kakanaji sang one song. Did you not? You sang Bhajahu Remana. So, the final verse of that song, Shravana Kirtana Smarana Vandana Pada Sevana Dasyare Pujana Saki Jana Atmanivedana. This path of bhakti consists of 9 different activities. Maharaj Ambarish, you might have heard of Ambarish in the Bhagavatam, he did all 9. But even you just do 1, you can develop love of God. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu emphasizes, of all the 9, the first 2 are the most essential. You can't go to the other 7 unless you do the first 2. That's why Lord Chaitanya says, Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. So the first 2 is hearing and chanting. If you want to begin bhakti, start by hearing and chanting. If you want to proceed to a higher level of bhakti, more hearing and chanting. And also quality. This is another thing I advise my students, those who accept me as their, like it says on my car, spiritual trainer. So there are people who have accepted me as their personal spiritual trainer. So whenever they ask me how they can improve, I tell them, you have to spend quality time with Krishna. This is what psychologists and psychiatrists advise couples. Say the marriage or the family, there's problems. So they'll say, you should spend quality time together. Have dinner together once a week. Spend quality time. So, spend quality time with Krishna every day. Every day, you should be nicely hearing and chanting. But Prabhuji, I have to go to work, I have to do this. My response is, oh, how much time you are watching ZTV? But, how many times you eat? So you can spend some quality time with Krishna. The life you save is only your own. And time is passing quickly. I mean, this is 2012. It's supposed to end by December, right? Or so I'm told. So we have to spend quality time, be serious and sincere. Hearing and chanting. That is the thing. That is your ticket. Not the Republican or Democratic ticket. Your ticket should be the bhakti ticket. Hearing and chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. I thank you very much for this opportunity to speak on bhakti. I want to specifically bless Veena and Prem for inviting me. May Krishna bless you, protect you, and may all your good desires be fulfilled in this lifetime. I also have a very good friend and student whose birthday is today, Nimai Charan Das. I would ask you to let's wish him a happy birthday. Hare Krishna to you. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna, Nimai Charan Das. Hare Rama to you. It's all yours. Narada says he was teaching King Prachini Barishat. So he said, when you water the root of a tree, that's how all the branches and twigs get nourished. In 2 minutes, what are we going to do? Put food in the mouth, goes to the stomach, paribol. We're not going to put it in the ear. We put in mouth, it goes to stomach. When you give your love and devotion to Krishna, everyone benefits.
What I say, Prabhuji, that you give that offer to one of the devotees, and that offer is open to everyone, right?
Yes. Oh, that. Oh, you're talking about my 24 set? Oh.
That's what I was saying.
Oh, I thought you meant something else. Oh, I see.
At least the email is open, right?
Email, yes. All right, yes, it's open to anyone. It's open to anyone.
Don't call him in the middle of the night.
No, it's okay. It's
I said. Email, he will look at it.
No, and they can.
Would you say that the food is not an ordinary food? It's a prasad that has been offered to Krishna. Haribol.
Haribol.